You're listening to SBS News.
Mr. Trump, who returned to Washington late Wednesday from the World Economic Forum in Davos, began his day with a volley of angry early morning tweets from the White House. He accused Democrats of making a case for his impeachment loaded with lies and misrepresentations. Mr. Trump is accused of withholding military aid from Ukraine to pressure his Ukrainian counterpart to announce an investigation into potential November presidential election rival Joe Biden. Mr. Trump also called the chief House prosecutor, Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, and retweeted criticism of the Californian lawmaker made by presidential supporters to the Fox News television network. Pressing through a second day of impeachment arguments, Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer expressed hopes new information would come to light during the hearing.
I have hope, is a better way to put it. Hope that we might get the witnesses and documents by the end of the day, and we're going to keep fighting and fighting and fighting.
Under the impeachment rules, Democratic House managers have a total of 24 hours over 3 days to make their arguments before Mr. Trump's defense team responds. Over 6 days of presentations, both Mr. Trump's defense team and Democratic lawmakers will try to convince senators to either convict or acquit Mr. Trump. The Democratic House of Representatives lawmakers have appealed to senators to convict Mr. Trump on two charges, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Sylvia Garcia of Texas, one of the House managers arguing the Democrats' case, says it was Mr. Trump who engaged in a shocking abuse of power, not former Vice President Joe Biden or any other Trump foe.
Even the Ukrainians believe that Biden's son did nothing wrong. The long and short of it is that there was no basis for the investigation that the president was pursuing and pushing. None. He was doing it only for his own political benefit.
Presenting his case, House Democrats impeachment manager Jerry Nadler says no president has ever abused power the way Donald Trump did with Ukraine.
The president's abuse of power, his betrayal of the national interest, and his corruption of our elections plainly qualify as great and dangerous offenses. President Trump has made clear in word and deed that he will persist in such conduct if he is not removed from power.
Republicans have defended Mr. Trump's actions as appropriate and cast the process as a politically motivated effort to weaken the president in the midst of his re-election campaign. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.